Said the words haluka, keska, and yedidya are each, they're one word, not considered to be two separate words. Rav said keska and merchavka are each one word. Rabbi said only merchavka is one word. What would Chista hold regarding merchavka? Teku. What would Rav hold regarding the word yedidya? We find that Rav said there's two separate words. What would Rav hold regarding haluka? Rav once said he saw a tilman of Chia's house with the word halalu on the bottom of one column and ka on the top of the next. So obviously we see he holds those two words. There's an argument of Bishu Malevi who says there's one word which means to praise Hashem with many praises. However, Bishu Malevi himself says elsewhere that haluka is two words. We hear the name of Shmuel said, Oz Yoshi was said by Moshe and the Yidden when they came out of the Yamtsev. Halal was composed by the Nevi'im, who then instituted that it be said on Yom Tovman in celebration from having been saved from other troubles. Rai says, or Meir would say, the entire Tehillim was composed by David HaMelech. Rabbi Yosi, the name of his son Elazar, says that Halal was composed by Moshe and the Yidden as they came out of the Yamsar. Rabbi Yosi says that others' arguments say Halal was composed by David. However, Rabbi Yosi says that Elazar must be right because it can't be that no Halal was said during all the Yom Tovim before David came along. Also, it can't be that Halal, which cursed Ovdei Avodah Zarah, was composed by David, who lived in a time when many Yidden were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Abrai says, Rabbi Eliezer says, David composed all of Tehillim which were written to discuss his own trials and tribulations. Rabbi Yeshua says they were written regarding the trials and tribulations of the Tzibur. The Chum say the Prakim, they were written in a singular form, were written for his personal circumstances. Those written in the plural form were written for the circumstances of the Tzibur. When a parak begins with Nitzuach or Nigun, that refers to the times of Mashiach. Maskil was said through a spokesperson. LeDavid Mizmar means that the Shechinah rested on David, and through that he then composed a song. Mizmar LeDavid means that he began to sing, and through that, that brought the Shechinah to rest on him. This teaches that the Shechinah doesn't rest on someone who is lazy, depressed, in the midst of laughter, or lighthearted, or having meaningless conversation. Only rests on someone who is experiencing the joy of a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said joy is essential when teaching halacha as well, and for having good dreams as well. In fact, the Mar of Gittel, the name of Rav, said that one must sit in fear and trepidation when learning from his Rebbe. The Mar says the Rebbe must have feelings of joy. The Talmud must sit in fear. Another Teretz is both referred to the Rebbe. Before beginning, he has to be joyous. Once he has begun, he must sit in fear and trepidation. The Mar says the Bryce says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Halal was composed by Moshe and the Yidden as they came out of the Yamsar. Rabbi Yehuda said it was composed by Yeshua and the Yidden when the Kanani kings came to fight them. Rabbi Lazar Madoi says Devayer and Baruch composed it when Sisera came to fight them. Rabbi Lazar Menazai says Chizkiyo and his people composed it when Zachariah came to fight with them. Rabbi Kiva says Hananim Shalvi Azariah composed it when Nebuchadnezzar came against them. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says Mordechai and Esther composed it when Haman came against them. The Chum say the Nevi'im of Klal Yisrael composed it and instituted that it be said on Yom Tovim and to celebrate being saved from Tzaras. Rav Chisda said the word Haluka is used at the end of a perek. Rav Huna said it's used at the beginning of a perek. Rav Chisda saw a tillim of Rav Chanan by Rav where the word was left in between two perakim. He was obviously unsure of its proper placement. Rav Chanan by Rav said all agree that the word Haluka after perek Kuf Mem He is the beginning of Kuf Mem Vav. After perek Kuf Yud Beis, it's the beginning of Kuf Yud Gimel. And after, although in our tillims today it's in the middle of Kuf Lamed He, The one written after Kuf Lamed Dal is the beginning of Kuf Lamed Hey. Others add that the Haluka at the end of Kuf Yud is the beginning of Kuf Yud Aleph, and the one at the end of Kuf Yud Aleph is the beginning of Kuf Yud Beis. Maybe we could say it's Machalek's Mang Tanoim. My Mishnah said Beishamai hold that Halal is said until Eima Barim Smecha, which is followed by the word Haluka. Abrai says Beishamai hold that it's said until Betzeis Yisrael, the word immediately following that parak. The Mishnah and the Abrai similarly say the same thing. Maybe the Machalek is where the word Haluka belongs, with the first parak or the second parak. Rav Chisda would say to all agree that Haluka is the end of the first parak, and our Mishnah means that he says until Eino Barim Samecha, including Ad Yad B'chlal, including the word Haluka. Although this answer is somewhat problematic, because the Mishnah could have said until Haluka of Eino Barim Samecha to avoid all confusion, they should have said that. However, still, you could say that. Rabbi Rav Huna would say that the Braisa means until B'tzeis Yisrael, and the preceding word of Haluka is left out as well. Although this answer is somewhat problematic, because the Braisa could have said until Haluka of B'tzeis Yisrael to avoid all confusion, so therefore it's also not a great teretz. The Mishnah says, V'chosim B'geula. Rava said the bracha after Shema and the bracha after the Haggadah are said as Goal Yisrael, past tense. The bracha in Shemana Esrei said as Goyal Yisrael, present tense, because in Shemana Esrei we're asking for future redemption. Rav Zeri said in Kiddush we say Hashem Kadoshenu Mitzvayisav, past tense. In Shemana Esrei we say Kadoshenu Mitzvayisav, future tense, because we're asking Hashem to continue to make us holy. Rabbi Yaakov said you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by the daytime of Kiddush because it says Leman Tizkar Es Yoyim regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim and says Zohar Es Yoyim regarding Shabbos. Rabbi Shila said the bracha regarding the Malchus based Dovin in Shemana Esrei ends with Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. The bracha regarding the same things after the Haftarah reading ends Mogen David. Rabbi Yosef taught, the Pasuk tells us that Hashem told David that he'll make his name great like the name of the great ones. This refers to the obvious, and David's name was made great by also having a bracha that ends with Magen David. Rish Lakish said Hashem told Avram, Godless teacher to say like Avram in Shemoneh Esrei, Vavarechacha teacher to say like Yitzchak in Shemoneh Esrei, Vagadol Shemecha teacher to say like Yaakov in Shemoneh Esrei. One would think that the bracha should end with the mention of Magen Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. The Pasuk therefore says, Vehyei bracha, the ending is only with Avram, not with Yitzchak and Yaakov. Rava said the elders of Pumbedisa said that Kiddush Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos end off with Mekadesh. Shabbos, a Kiddush Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Tov end off with Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Rava said this is incorrect. Shemoneh Esrei of both should end off with Mekadesh Yisrael. The Kiddush of Shabbos should end with Mekadesh Shabbos, and the Kiddush of Yom Tov should end with Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Rava explained they hold that since Shabbos comes every 7th day, no matter what, there's no need to mention Yisrael. Yom Tov, which is dependent on Klal Yisrael's establishing the calendar, must always mention Yisrael. Rava said that is true if a Kiddush, which is made in private, however Shemoneh Esrei, which is said in public, should always mention Yisrael. The Gemara says that Rava is incorrect because Shemoneh Esrei is time said in private, and Kiddush is at times made in public. Rava, however, says you follow the normal saying of Shemoneh Esrei, which is done normally in public, and normal of Kiddush, which is normally done in private. Ula bar Rav was the chazan in front of Rava, and said the davening like the elders of Pumbedisa. Rava didn't protest. We see that Rava must have retracted his ruling. We find that Rav Papa and Maremar also followed the shita of the elders of Pumbedisa. Zak the Mishnah, they then pour the third cup of Birchas, and Birchas HaMazon is said. They then pour the fourth cup, and Halal along with Birchas Ashir is said. One may drink as much wine as he wants between the second and third cups, but no wine may be drank between the third and fourth cups. Zak the Mishnah, Chanan said to Rav, here's a proof that Birchas HaMazon should be said over a cup of wine. Rav said, the Rabban instituted 4 cups of wine, and we therefore try to associate each one with a mitzvah, Birchas HaMazon, let's say. However, it doesn't mean that a regular Birchas HaMazon requires its own cup of wine.